is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Maggie Doyle and Gavin Jennings. Brian Jennings has the news in full.
The US President Joe Biden has called on Americans to lower the political temperature after his Republican Party rival Donald Trump was shot and wounded at a rally on Saturday. In a televised address from the Oval Office, Mr. Biden called on people to step back and take stock of the political situation in the United States. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Biden spoke directly to the American people, appealing to them to stop the hatred and aggression that is scarring politics in this country. He said Americans must stand together and remember they are not enemies, but friends, neighbors, co-workers, and citizens. During an animated and heartfelt address, Joe Biden said a former president was shot and an American citizen killed for simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. He said, "We cannot, we must not go down this road in America." He then listed recent examples of political violence, of members of Congress from both parties being shot, the violent attack on the Capitol on January the 6th, the hammer attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, and the attempted shooting of Donald Trump. He said the political rhetoric in this country has gotten very heated and it's time to cool it down, something he said everyone has a responsibility to do. Pledging to continue to stand for the defense of democracy, President Biden said the power to change America should always rest in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a would-be assassin. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Mr. Trump has arrived in Milwaukee to attend the Republican Party's National Convention. He's expected to be confirmed as his party's candidate for the presidential election in November. The President, Michael D. Higgins, has convened a meeting of the Council of State today to consider the constitutionality of the Defence Amendment Bill. The bill passed all stages in the Oireachtas earlier this month. Organisations representing members of the Defence Forces have warned that the bill, if enacted, could prevent them criticising government policy. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
The Defence Amendment Bill 2024 provides a legal underpinning for a new external oversight body for the Defence Forces. It also allows for military representative organisations to associate with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. President Michael D. Higgins has highlighted concerns with two sections of the bill. The Council of State will meet at Oras an Uachtaráin to consider the constitutionality of the bill. Members include the Taoiseach, Tánaiste, senior judges, former presidents and Taoiseach, as well as individuals added by President Higgins. Afterwards, the President will decide whether to refer the bill to the Supreme Court for its consideration. This has only happened 15 times in the history of the state.
The seasonal flu vaccination programme is being extended for the coming year. The vaccine is being made available free of charge to all those over 60 years of age and to children aged from 2 to 17. A recruitment freeze at the Health Service Executive is ending today. Its termination was confirmed by the Chief Executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, yesterday. It was introduced in October last year and was extended in November to include all categories of staff, with the exception of consultants, doctors in training, and nurses and midwives who graduated last year. Officials of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA, are briefing members this week about Labour court proposals issued last week, aimed at resolving their pay dispute. IALPA is recommending acceptance of Labour court proposals that include a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over 4 years. A ballot on the proposals is due to begin on Thursday and end the following Tuesday. A work to rule and a one day 8-hour work stoppage resulted in the cancellation of 573 flights. 25 flights cancelled today and tomorrow are the last arising from the industrial action that was suspended pending the outcome of the ballot. Spaniards have been celebrating the victory of their national team over England in the European Championship final in Berlin last night. Spain defeated England 2-1 to take the trophy for the fourth time. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will clear. Scattered outbreaks of rain will slowly move up from the south. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 21 degrees.